Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so yesterday's daf was, hold on a second. Yesterday's daf was daf nun, and today's daf is daf nun amud aleph. So the end of daf nun amud beis. So the discussion: what do you do if you put some food in your mouth, you put some drink in your mouth, and then you realize you didn't make a bracha? So there are different prices. One said you spit out the food, you make a bracha. One said you put the food, you put something to the side, and you make a bracha. And there's another price that said you swallow it. And the Gemara says, the Braisa that says that you just, let's say you have in your mouth, stuff in your mouth, and then you swallow it without a bracha, that's talking about mashkim. So if you take a drink, and now it's in your mouth, and you realize you haven't recited a bracha, you swallow it. What's unclear from the Gemara is, after you swallow it, do you make a bracha or not? So you can say you don't make a bracha because Rashi says you don't make a bracha. In other words, all the Gemara says is if you take a drink of orange juice, whatever, it's in your mouth, you realize they didn't make a bracha. So Gemara says you swallow it, and then said you make a bracha or not. So Rashi says you don't make a bracha, but there's actually a discussion amongst the Rishonim, and this is actually a debate between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch says, Shacha v'hichnis mashim l'tok pi below bracha, bolam ve'in baruch aleyam bracha rishoda. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, like what Rashi says, that if you forget and you put a drink in your mouth out of bracha, you swallow it and you don't recite a bracha rishona. If you drink enough, you recite a bracha achrona, but you do not recite a bracha rishona. But the Ramah writes that there are those who say, such the Rashba, the name of the Ravid and the Rosh, and he says that you do recite a bracha, and the Ramah writes, v'chei nira ikar, this seems to be the correct position. What's the rationale for that? So for example, let's say everyone agrees, and in fact, let's say you finished your meal, you have a whole meal, you finish your meal, you realize you didn't recite a bracha rishona. Everyone agrees there, you don't make a bracha. The question is, when you realize, while the drink is still in your mouth, you realize at that point you forgot to make a bracha. So some argue at that point when it's in your mouth, at that point you do have a chiyuv bracha because you haven't swallowed it yet. Just technically, you can't say it with your mouth full. So therefore, they're going to say, okay, so you swallow it and then recite a bracha. If you already swallowed it, everyone agrees you don't make a bracha. But maybe while it's still in your mouth, you have the chiyuv bracha because you haven't swallowed it yet. Just technically, you can't do it. So therefore, we say recite the bracha afterwards. So the Ramah writes that you should recite a bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Hey, the opinion of Rov Poskim is like the first opinion that you do not recite a bracha rishona, and like the opinion of Rashi. So if you have the drink was in your mouth, then you swallow it, and you do not recite a bracha rishona.